It is often said that people cling to their guns and their religion. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Yamane, professor of sociology at Wake Forest University, explores whether the religious really do cling to their guns.
The United States today is one of the most religious countries in the world, and we have the most guns. So it's not surprising that people often connect the two. When President Obama made his infamous comment about people clinging to their guns and religion, he was summarizing the existing research on the topic. Through the years, scholars have repeatedly found that Protestants are more likely to own guns than other Americans. But Protestants themselves are a diverse group, white and black, liberal and conservative, and religious tradition is also just one way to understand a person's religiosity. My research on the relationship between religion and gun ownership takes a more complex approach. I look not only at the belonging dimension of religious tradition, but also the believing and behaving dimensions of religiosity. Using nationally representative data, I find that evangelical Protestants are more likely to personally own handguns than mainline Protestants, but are no different than black Protestants, Catholics, Jews, or religious nuns, once other differences are held constant. I do find a difference in the believing dimension, with theological conservatives being more likely to personally own handguns, and in the behaving dimension, with those who are more active in their congregations being less likely. The bottom line is that the relationship between religion and gun ownership is as complex as religion itself is in the United States. And this complexity is not simply an academic matter, although it is tempting for groups on both sides of the great gun debates to co-opt religion for their side. Neither has a monopoly on people of faith in America.
That was David Yamane of Wake Forest University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AACNU, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.
Drowning in the rising tide at my father's door. Drowning in